I remember when he gave me some scripture and I preached on it. I can't remember if it's here or where. But I remember him opening it up unto me, just showing me. And it's such a simple truth, and you probably already had it. I'm kindly not real smart, and he has to kindly knock me over the head with it sometimes. But he had just healed somebody. And then at the very next moment, he's being thronged about by the crowd, and this little woman comes up, and an issue of blood. And she reaches up and grabs a hold of the hem of his garment. And he feels it. Virtue goes out of him. Y'all remember that story? And the Lord showed me that even though virtue went out and gave her what she needed, he didn't lose an ounce of virtue. It's not like the tea pitcher when you go to pour the glass full and you look back at the pitcher and you see where it's empty. That ain't the way God is. He pours out and never empties. And he just keeps pouring and pouring and pouring. It's kind of like that meal barrel and that little old woman. Every time she went to it, some people say, I believe they had just enough scoop for her to get. I believe the thing was full. You can believe what you want to. I don't believe she had to reach way down in the bottom of that barrel and get down in the crevice of it. I believe she just scooped out the top of it. I believe it was full every time that she needed it. Because God is always full today. There's never a moment of time he loses anything. He ain't never lost nothing, and he never will. He's God, and beside him there is no other. That's the God that we serve. And I'm thankful for him this morning. You pray for me. We'll try our best to give you what we got and hope it'll be a help to you. Romans chapter 6. The Lord gave me a thought yesterday. And I thought on it all day long. Now listen, I thought on it all day long yesterday. But I thought on it as for my ball team. The thought the Lord gave me. And I shared it with them last night. I normally, before the game starts, I'll give them three keys. I say there's three keys to this game. And these are the things we want to focus on for this game tonight. These are the things. And usually, most of the time, about 99% of the time, rebounding is number one. That's the one thing that we always focus on. Three keys. I always say these are the three keys to this game tonight. Well, yesterday I couldn't get them. I couldn't even get rebounding on my mind. And this is the only team that we had lost to last night. That in our association, it's the only team that we'd lost to. And I couldn't get anything. And the Lord spoke to me yesterday as I was reading and studying the Word of God. And I felt like that was it. That's what I need to share with my team. And so I shared it with them, and I thought I was done with that. And I wallowed all night long with this thought on my mind. And I said, Lord, that can't be for the church. That was for my ball team. How can that be for the church? And then he started showing me more Bible, more Bible, more Bible. And I said, okay, if that's what you want, I'm going to feel silly trying it, but I'm going to do my best to do what you want me to do. So I'm going to give you what the Lord give me, and I hope it'll be a help to you. Romans chapter number 6. Beginning in the first verse, he said, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Now remember in the chapter before, he said, where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. So does that give us a right to continue in sin is what he's asking? Should we continue in sin so that we can see grace abound? And this is what he said. He said, God forbid. God forbid. That's not what we ought to do. That's what he's saying. He said, how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? He said, therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, Even so, we also should walk in newness of life. For if we've been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now I want you to think about that for just a few minutes. I'm not going to read the whole chapter. I could actually read probably about three chapters this morning here together. But I feel like that's all the Lord would have us to read. Now I want you to think concerning these scriptures that we've read in your hearing this morning, and pray for us that that I could get myself out of the way and be able to just deliver that God's laid on our heart. And I run the thought the Lord give me, and I want you to pray for us for just a few minutes. And brethren, this morning, God, give me a thought yesterday. It's burn the boat. That's the thought the Lord give me. Burn the boat. And you say, what's that got to do with that scripture you read? Well, you hang on just for a minute. Brethren, listen. I was watching something yesterday. And it gave this little thought about people being on an island. And that they had a boat that they could get off the island with. But not all of them could get off of the island at the same time. And the sea that was surrounding the island, listen, it was treacherous. And so they didn't know that if some of them left, how that they'd be able to make it back or even make it to the next place. To say that there was others on the island. And so the captain of the island stood up and said, we can all make it together. I said, go and burn the boat. And the Lord spoke to me and said, that's exactly what the church needs to do today. Tracy, brother, we try to hang on to the things that we think. Brother, go to work in our life. We try to hang on to the things that we've got comfort in. Brother, we fail. That we think those things are the things that are going to help us. Saying, burn the boat. I quit trusting in that. I give you what you need. Just trust in me today.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You'll say, well, I don't believe that's very biblical, preacher. I don't believe that's very scriptural. Well, I'm going to tell you about a man that burnt the boat all the way down to the ground. Amen. The Bible said there was a man by the name of Saul that had letters to conscript to go and put people in prison and to bind them and beat them and Brother Jeff, kill them if it need be. He had letters of authority. But while he was yet on the road to Damascus, the Bible said that a great light shone down around about him. Yes, sir. And a voice out of heaven spoke to him and said, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? It is hard for you to kick against the pricks today. And he said, Lord, who are you? He already answered his own question. He knew who it was that was speaking to him. Amen. And he told him, he said, you're going to go down here and I'll send somebody and they'll help you. And you know the story of Ananias and how Ananias didn't want to go. Listen, Paul had authority. Paul had power.
trust in. You say, preacher, Paul was a crazy man. Yes, he was. And I think God is calling us to live a little more crazy than this world. The preacher said last week, different.
Amen.
Different. It may seem crazy. You say, preacher, I don't use that term. Okay, I'll use Bible language. Foolishness. Amen. Amen. Those that don't believe Leroy, is foolish to them. That we can trust in a God we can't see. That we would trust Him with everything. Hey, if you'll burn the boat, it's easier to trust Him. You know why some of you having so many problems? It's because you're still thinking, I believe I'll get in that boat and leave this island if things ain't just right. If it ain't looking glory, if it ain't the way I want it to be, I'll get in my boat and I'll leave. If you'll burn the boat, you won't be able to leave.
Amen.
What are you depending on? What are you depending on this morning? Paul got rid of it all. Listen, and the Bible said that while he was blind, them 3 days, you know what God did? God did not say, look at here, Paul, you're going to be loved, and everybody's going to pat you on the back, and every church you go into, they're going to smile and say, we love you a whole bunch. He said, Paul, here's some suffering that you're going to go through. Shipwreck, disease, beaten, left for dead, prison, all of that you're going to suffer, Paul. But this is what I'm going to give you at the end. This is the little wheels. And Paul said, I'll burn the boat and I'll take what you give me. Amen. I'll take what you give me. Amen. Paul wrote to the church here at Rome, and he said, what shall we say then? He said, should we continue in sin that grace may abound? He said, God forbid. Why? He said, because. He said, don't you know this? That as many as us were baptized into Christ. He said, we were not baptized into Christ. We were baptized into His death. Amen. That the old man would be crucified. That the boat would be burned. And we could go back. Amen. That's right. That's right. And you know what Paul did, Brosty? Paul didn't just stay right there. But later on he writes and he says, do you know that I die daily? Amen. To the love and the praise of the flesh and the sons. You don't know why you got trouble. It's because all you're concerned about is the world and not Jesus.
Amen.
That's right. Burn the bow. Get rid of your dependency on the things of this life and grow dependent on Him. One writer who was said to be the wise man wrote this. He said in the book of Proverbs, trust in the Lord with some times of your heart, with every now and again in your heart, just when you feel like it in your heart. That's when you trust the Lord, just when it's good for you. That what he said? No. But he said with all thine heart. If you got some of your heart over here and some of it over there, you can't put your trust in it with all of it because you're split today.
Amen.
Amen. You know what them people that do on that island? Live on the island. And once they burnt the boat, guess what? They wasn't going on vacation to no other island. They had to live on the island of themselves, by themselves. And you know what they had to do? They had to trust one another. And they had to help one another. Amen. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. But in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. He goes on to say, be not wise in thine own eyes, but fear the Lord. And listen to this, depart from evil. And brother, if you want to get a relationship with God where you can trust him more and have more hope and peace, you've got to burn the boat. Paul wrote to him and said, I came to you with nothing. That's what he's saying. With not enticing words of men's wisdom, with not excellency of speech. And remember, he wrote in the book of Corinthians, and though he spoke, amen, with 10,000 tongues, amen, as a learned man, he had an understanding of words. And if anybody could speak eloquently of men's wisdom, it would be on Paul. But he said, I came with nothing. I saved Jesus Christ, and what? And he accused me by. He said, I'm coming to you. I didn't have nothing. And he said, and I didn't beg of you anything. If I needed it, I worked a little bit with my hands. He said, but yet you provided me with goodness and sustenance. He was praising them for their help. He said, I persuasively, you burned the boat too, and we're on the island to get everything. Amen. Yeah. What? I don't know about that. Yeah. Old Paul got to the place where that the only hope and only trust he had was the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I want you to know in the Lord Jesus Christ, I thank God there are many members that make up the body, and those members are all in the same body on the same island in your heaven, and if we'll get together, we can. Yeah. Yeah. Time get tough. Money gets short. Brother Jeff, what did Ronnie say the other night? His mama did. She went and got two or three extra jobs. Is that what he said she did? No. She went to some washroom. Was that what he said? Was that what Ronnie said? Said mama went to the washroom. I believe that's what he said, wasn't it? Y'all remember that? You know what? She didn't burn the boat. She wasn't trusting herself. She was trusting in the Holy One that could help her. Thank God. That's right. You know what I think will help some of us to go broke? Hey man, I'm not wishing it on you, but brother, I'm afraid some of us have got to the place we forgot what our trust and hope should be in because we're hanging on to the boat. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, lean not to thine own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thine own heart. He said, but depart from evil. Amen. That's right. That's right. I have in my natural self longed for riches. Don't look at me like that. You have to. I thought, boy, it'd be nice if that old man could come by my way. I'd pay off all this debt. I'd help mom and daddy, and I'd help this church and that brother. And that's what I thought. I thought, boy, somebody just give me a minute. I'll be glad to. I ain't never had a million come my way. You know why? Because the Lord knows that Josh County would probably be the most selfish town in the world. And so I just get saved for it. I didn't make it paycheck to paycheck. And you know what? That's all right by me. Hey, man, if that's what it takes for Josh. Now, some people can handle that. That's not the boat they're leaning on. But I guess that's the boat I'd lean to so the Lord keeps it away from me. Thank God. That's all right. I don't want to find another way. Do you? That was too convincing. I said, I don't want to find another way. Do you?
No.
Some of you ain't answered because you ain't real sure. Hey, man. Hey, man, that's right. Hey, some of you still hanging on to the ropes that were sitting on the side of the boat. Thank you, boy, with my mind can piece this thing back together. It might float below, but maybe it'll get me somewhere else than this. I got news for you, brother. If you ever get in touch with God, this will be the best place you ever been.
Amen.
Amen. And I ain't talking about this building. Got home last night, exhausted and tired. Fell asleep in the recliner. Got up on the recliner because it didn't feel right and went and laid on the couch. Fell asleep on the couch, Brother Stephen, woke up at 2:58. Thought I better go to bed. Went to my bed and Jocelyn was in there on my side asleep. So I went to her bed. And slept till 5:30. My alarm went off, and I said, I believe the Lord will be okay with me taking an hour this morning. I'm going to need a little bit more rest, so I put it on 6:30. I got up to 6:30 instead of 5:30. I said that to say this. When I got up out of the recliner, you know what the first thought was?
Lord.
When I got up off the couch at 2:58, you know what the first thought was? This is why I couldn't get up. I thought I'd done it when I told them boys. I told them boys, I said, listen, we've worked hard. We're here 5 years now. I've been here. This is the fifth year. We're 22-4. That last night was 21-4. I said, we're 21-4, ranked number one in the state. You boys, we didn't win but one game as middle schoolers. Look at what all you've accomplished. Hey, the Lord's blessed us. We ought to go out here and shine and make sure we're acting right and have good character and do the things we're supposed to do. And I said, listen, we're on this island together and we got to burn the boat. That's why I said, I said, I'm done with that. And the Lord woke me up all night. Church. And I thought, okay. That was something I was going to give to these children, Lord. He said, it'll work. Burn the boat. Hey, man, old Paul went through many times and said, these are the things that I've suffered, boys. I suffered shipwreck. I was a day and a night in the deep. I suffered many times. What was it? 40 stripes, save one. Because they had a law that they couldn't go over a certain amount. And he said that was what they give me. Can you imagine 39 stripes? I mean, if it's just a belt, just this old leather belt, if you got whipped 39 stripes of just a leather, but that ain't what they whipped with. It had glass and it had broken things in it so that it would rip the flesh and it would tear apart the flesh. And Paul said he'd been beaten several times like that and yet he'd get up again and walk into the city and say, let me tell you about a man on the road to Damascus and changed my life and brought me hope. Amen. It's not this Jesus, the Christ, the Son of God. And they'd say, take him out and beat him again. And he'd get beat again. And he'd come in slow. And say, let me tell you again about Jesus. That's somebody that burnt the boat. Huh? It didn't matter what somebody else threw at him. He had got rid of his dependency in this world. He said, I'm going to depend on him for my every being. We read it this morning in our Sunday school class. Paul said, I have planted and Apollos watered, both necessary elements. God gave us this beauty and we did it. He said, but every single time it was God that gave the increase. I told him in the Sunday school class, I said, you know why our grandparents and great-grandparents, you know why they're so close to the Lord? And why we sit around wondering why we're not as close as they was, and we think about those days going by, and they were shouting almost on every hand. You know why? They had burnt the boat. When they went, because everything they had didn't come from Kroger's or Walmart's or anything. Hey, they didn't have it. They had to trust God for everything they had, and they prayed to it and asked him, and he said, no, you receive anything. Why don't we have? Because we ask God. Hey, man, when you do ask, you ask amiss. Consuming your own life. My brother asking God's will and it'll be done unto you. If any man lack wisdom, we read it this morning, let him ask of God, who giveth all men up liberally and upbraideth not. He said, but let that man ask in faith. Nothing wavering. For if he's wavering, he's like a ship without a sail wavering on the sea, being tossed to and fro. He said, don't let that man, the one that has not faith, don't let him think he'll get anything from God. You sit around and say, man, God, I'll never see nothing of God. You know why? Because you ain't got no faith. Hey, listen, I want to let you in on a little simple truth. It ain't that you don't have the faith. It's that you don't use the faith. And therefore, you don't have it. You understand what I'm saying? You can have a lawnmower at the house, and your grass keep growing and say, I don't know why that grass won't be cut. I got a lawnmower. You understand what I'm saying? That's the way people are with faith. Hey, man, they got faith, but they're hoping somehow, some way, Tracy hit on it this morning, that all of a sudden it'll just show up. But you're going to have to do something. Dig and study and pray and say, Lord, I burnt the boat and I ain't dead. Preacher, that's hard to do. It is if you stay in the flesh. It is if you stay in the flesh. What did we get read to us Wednesday night? When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. What was read? Then was our mouth filled with laughter. Huh? We were no longer in captivity. The Lord freed us. And it's like we was in a dream. Everything was so wonderful. It's like we was in a dream. And said, and our mouth was filled with just laughing and just so happy and excited. And our tongue, why, it was a singing. That's what it said. And said, then said they among the heathen, the Lord has done great things for them. Yeah. And then the next verse said, the Lord done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. Listen, for they that sow in tears will reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, and this is what stuck with me Wednesday night, and it's still sticking today, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Hey, the Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, but he's faithful and just, and he's performed everything he said he would. Why wouldn't you burn the boat? Should we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. Yet some of you are dabbling. And it ain't these children, listen, it ain't these children. Some of you older ones that know better. Oh, man, preacher, just talk to the kids. No, I'm talking to all of us. I'm trying to hit you this morning. Some of you just edging out. And listen, pretty soon you're going to be in a worse state. You better be careful where you hang out at. You better be careful who you hang with. You better be careful what you put in your mouth and in your eyes. Hey, I preached a message here when I was just a young preacher. Be careful, little eyes, what you see. Be careful, little ears, what you hear. Be careful, little hands, what you touch. Be careful, little feet, where you go. Hey, God's called us out of this world. We're to be a separate people. A holy priesthood. A peculiar nation. God's called us out to be something different. You know how you can sustain being different and how you can sustain walking in the Spirit? Burn the boat. Burn the boat. Get rid of it. I'm going to tell you this. They go ahead and come get some song. When I finally give in to the Lord, call to preach. I told them this in Sunday school a couple weeks ago. I loved music. I loved all kinds of music. I loved R&B. I loved soul. I loved rap. I loved country. I loved heavy metal. I loved it all. If it's good, I like it. And I had one of them Case Logic and CD holders that hold like 100. And I had 2.5 of them filled. That's a lot of money. CDs and stuff for $7, $8, $9, something like that. Of course, I was in one of them clubs. I heard about that. I'm not going all that. But anyway, I had a bunch of them. When I finally give in to the Lord, the call to preach, I felt like He wanted me to get rid of that. And my first thought was this, though. See, I thought, I wonder what I can get for this. If I get $3 a piece, that's still pretty good money. And I mean almost immediately. Almost immediately. It's almost like the Lord said, if I want you to have it, I don't want nobody else to have it. And I thought, well, Lord, I can have some of my money back. I was looking back at that note, look. It takes a little bit of, I can, no, get rid of it. I had to smash all of them, throw them away, get rid of them. Listen. You can ask Kevin. We'd get in the car, I'd put it on LJ, or I had bought some new CDs of Southern Gospel music. And we was either listening to the LJ station, that was back when it was really good. Don't get mad at me. It's not what it used to be. The preacher on there is not what it used to be. They get mad at me at this place. That's all right. They let anything go on there now. Used to do old time preaching on there. An old time singing. Songs about Jesus, not grandma and grandpa.
That's right.
So we listen to that, and we listen to the Gaithers or the Primitives. That's my favorite. Or the Inspirations. Them are the two favorites that I like. Inspirations and the Primitives. We listen to them. And if there wasn't no singing, you know what I found? Preaching tapes. I know some of y'all don't know what preaching tapes, but that's what was here, 4 CDs. And in 4 CDs, we had records and 4 records. We had 8-track and 4 8-track. Well, it was tough. But I'd have a tape. And used to card have a tape and a CD player in it. When they stopped putting tape players in the cars, I got mad. But I'd pop in a tape, and you know who it'd be? It'd be Brother Walden Abernathy. It'd be Brother Ellis Cowart.
It'd be Brother Randy Jackson. It'd be Brother Earl Agnew. Brother David Baker. Those men that I had tapes of. If I wasn't listening to gospel singing, I was listening to gospel preaching. And I had surrounded myself with just that. And I got rid of the things that was in there. I can go down and somebody be playing one of them songs or whatever, then you know, I'll hear it, one of them old songs, one of them country or whatever, and it's still the words, I can still recite some of the words because I knew them, you know. And I'll sing along with it for a few minutes. And it don't bother me like it used to. But I don't have them in my car. I'm not playing them, I still ain't got them. Right? I ain't mad at you can do. I'm saying for me, I had to burn that love. That's something I couldn't have. I had to get to a place where I still mess up. But I had to get to a place where just me and him. Just me and him. He said, the 104 there in the street. He said, what's that you got in your hand? And the fellow spoke back to him and said, it's just an old rod. He said, why don't you throw that man? That old boy had that rod a long time. Use it. Walking, climbing up them trails, them sheep trails. He said, throw that man. You know what that fellow had to do? To be obedient and to do what God asked him to do? He had to be willing to throw that rod down. Something he had leaned on. Something he depended on. Then in a minute, you know what God said? He said, that thing become a serpent. Do you remember? That rod become a serpent. And this is what the Lord told that man. He said, now pick that serpent up by the tail. I don't like snakes. I sure ain't going to pick that up. I don't care if it's a good one or a bad one. I'm going to get the hole, and I'm going to chop its head off. If it's around my house, I don't like it. I'm scared of it. If he had told Josh Carr to pick that thing up by the tail, I'd probably say, Lord, I don't know about that. That's a snake. But you know what that fella had to do to be blessed? He had to pick it up by the tail. You know what happened to that servant? It became a rod again. Now, prior to that, if you read your Bible very much, do you see that fellow and his rod prior to that day? You don't hear about that rod. You hear about the fellow. But you don't hear about that rod early in his life. But after that day, every time you see him, there's something mentioned with him. And it's that rod. And what was it that he lifted up that day when the Red Sea parted? What was it that he had in his hand?
Yeah.
It was that rod. And he wasn't leaning on it. Amen. He wasn't dependent on that rod. No. He wasn't trying to gain power. He was just trusting in the one that told him to throw it down and then pick it up. Sometimes the Lord will let you take things that is needful in your life. But the things that are not needful, you know what he wants you to do with them? Burn that boat. Can I tell you today that there's a lot of things in a lot of our lives that we're still holding on to? And we're still wondering why God has not blessed us? Why God has not shown up in our lives in this area or that area? It's because you're still dependent on some of those things that you're holding on to. I want to encourage you today that those things are not needful in your life. You know what you need to do with them? And burn that boat. Burn that boat. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lay not to thine own understanding, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. They that go forth weeping, he said, shall doubtless come again, rejoicing, bringing their sheaves with them. God's way is the best way. Today, if you're holding on to anything, let go of it. If it ain't going to hurt you, if it's something that's needful, God will let you pick it back up. But if
it's something that's not necessary, just burn that boat. Get rid of it. There ain't no need in it. You don't need it no more. Your dependency ought to be upon Him. Paul said, our sufficiency is of God.
Amen.
What about it this morning? Would you stand with us? And if you need to come for any reason, would you come on? Come on right now.